AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's backing off plans for a surge of federal agents into San Francisco. Ed Donahue has details.
The president says he spoke to some friends in San Francisco.
Could you do away with the surge and let's see how it works? And we'll do that.
The president also spoke to the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie, and said he will be watching. The announcement comes as protesters gathered outside a Coast Guard station near San Francisco.
San Francisco is on the rise.
Mayor Lurie says he welcomes the continued partnership with the federal government to get drugs off the street.
But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office said on X, President Trump has finally for once listened to reason. The Bay Area is a shining example of what makes California so special. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Lithuania's president says Russian military planes violated the country's airspace this evening. The incident comes amid heightened concern in the Baltics that Moscow might be testing NATO's defenses. And a day after the U.S. announced new sanctions on Russia's oil industry, the European Union has also imposed more sanctions, targeting Russian oil and gas, banning imports of liquefied natural gas, and adding port bans on ships. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ceasefire is possible, of course. And I think all of us need ceasefire. But we need more pressure on Russia for ceasefire.
The Trump administration's finalized a plan to open the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. And the entire east wing of the White House has been demolished as President Trump moves forward with construction of a ballroom. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The East Wing is going to be more beautiful and modern than ever before. And in addition, there will be a big, beautiful ballroom that can hold big parties and state visits for generations to come.
This is AP News. Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have been arrested along with more than 30 other people in a federal takedown of two illegal gambling operations. It allegedly included leaked inside information about NBA players and rigged mafia-backed poker games. Meantime, Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The NCAA approved a rule change on Wednesday that will allow athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. 2 weeks after the Division I cabinet approved the change, Division II and III management council signed off on it, allowing the new rule to go into effect November 1st. This doesn't change the NCAA rule, which forbids athletes from betting on college sports. The NCAA also prohibits sharing information about college competitions with bettors. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.